Welcome to Sound Healing Radio. I'm David Gibson, and today's show is on archangels, the sound of archangels. If you're looking for science, this is not the place today. We're going to really just go out. If you don't believe in angels, then just enjoy the ride. And although I was just looking on the internet, and it said that there's recent polls say that 55% of people believe in angels, and most of them believe that they have guardian angels that they work with. So our intention today is that you may be in contact with any angels that are of your highest good, and that they may help you in the best way possible. Before we get started, we've got a few things happening at the school. This Sunday, October 10th, which is 10-10-10, we're doing an open house, and we'll be doing meditations on sound and light and love. And even if you're not interested in classes, you're welcome to come and just enjoy the experience, because since it's 10-10-10, there's a lot of people around the country and around the world that are actually doing meditations to really create a whole field to help change the planet. And so that's at the Institute, the Sound Healing Institute in San Francisco, 739 Bryant Street between 5th and 6th Street. And you're welcome just to show up from 1 to 6 p.m. next Sunday, the 10th, October 10th. And we also have our sound healing program that's underway at the school. You're welcome to still join. The next one starts January 18th. And that's, of course, the certificate program, which is the first semester of the associate degree program. We also have the online version. We have people from all over the world actually taking the online class. And that you can start just about any time. Next start time would be this Tuesday or next Saturday. And it's, of course, Tuesday nights, Thursday nights, 6 to 8 p.m., and Saturday mornings, 10 to 1, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. That's, of course, San Francisco time. So you're welcome to join that. If you're interested in audio recording, we're doing the Sound Healing Audio Recording class online starting the 11th. So I think it's on Monday, Tuesdays and Fridays. No, Mondays and Fridays. Yeah. I think Mondays and Fridays. But give us a call if you're interested in that. We teach Pro Tools and really advanced use of Pro Tools to do sound healing, music production, and audio production. What else? I think that's about it. We also have the recording classes at the school if you're interested as well, and they start up again in January. We're doing an advanced recording class right now on producing at the school. If you happen to be interested, you can still join into that this semester. Jump into that. Okay. So we're at 415-777-2486 if you're interested, or you can email me at david@soundhealingcenter.com, or go to the website, which is soundhealingcenter.com. On the website, of course, we've got all the information about the classes. We have about 30 CDs that are available. We have CDs on guided meditations. We have a lot of guided meditation CDs on universal love, releasing pain, all types of things. We also have a whole series of guided meditations for surgery, before surgery, during surgery, and after surgery. And these are now being used in various hospitals around the Bay Area. We're looking to get them into other hospitals as well. And so that's happening on the website. We also have tuning forks for sale. We have crystal bowls for sale. And I think the best part is we have sound tables for sale, massage tables with speakers built in. If you've never been on a sound table, oh my God, it is the best. You get vibrated with incredibly beautiful music to a state of pure bliss and then pure peace when it fades out. That's all on the website. Check it out. Tons of information about sound healing on the website as well. You can spend days there. And if you have any questions, give me a call. 415-777-2486. So yeah, today's show is on archangels. Archangels are actually pretty well accepted in religion. I mean, it's a term meaning angel of high rank, and they're found in a number of religious traditions, including Judaism, Christianity, Islam. Michael and Gabriel are the archangels named in the Bible and as recognized by both Jews and Christians. The Book of Tobit mentions Raphael, who's also considered by some to be an archangel. Tobit is included in the Catholic canon of the Bible. The archangels Michael, Gabriel, and Raphael are venerated in the Roman Catholic Church with a feast on September 29th, formerly March 24th for Gabriel. The name archangels, the named archangels in Islam are Gabriel, Michael, Raphael, and Azrael. Other traditions have identified a group of seven archangels, the names of which vary depending on the source. The fallen archangel Lucifer was an archangel until he rebelled against God and was cast out of heaven by Michael. So, you know, they're pretty well known and accepted. So what we're going to do is we're really looking to tap in to the frequency of archangels, because many people believe, well, actually it's well known that obvious that every single thing in the universe is a vibration. That's intuitively we know that, and scientifically we know that. So that means the actual energy of even people are actual specific vibrations, and we've talked a lot about the soul root frequency of an individual and how that's carried from lifetime to lifetime. But there's also that would follow that archangels also have an actual frequency. The actual being, I would think, would have a frequency, but really their energy of what they're about has a frequency. And that's what we're going to do, is we're going to intuitively, who knows for sure, but intuitively, we're going to tap into the frequency of the archangels. And I'm going to show you how I would go about channeling these archangels. And we'll see what happens. And then later on, we're going to play a recording by Tom Kenyon channeling Raphael. And so this should be really interesting show. Okay. We should have some fun. Our intention is, of course, to have whatever happens be for the highest good of whoever is listening here. That includes myself. Okay. Let's start with Uriel. Uriel. U-R-I-E-L. I'm going to be using one page off the web, but also I've got my angel book by Angela McGurr, McGerr, and it's pretty well done. It's got some nice angel cards in it. And so Uriel's name means God is light, God's light, or fire of God, because he illuminates situations and gives prophetic information and warnings. Uriel is the archangel that helps with natural disaster. Call upon Archangel Uriel to help in these events, or to heal and recover in their aftermath. Defender of the element of earth and of north, the north. Angel of nature, visions, and instruction, and the custodian of prophecy, spiritual understanding, students, and can be called upon to help with their tests, studies, and problem solving. The angel of wisdom and ideas, a patron angel of literature and music. Uriel brings the alchemy flame, which enables you to transform yourself with the elements of fire. If you have drawn this card, you have looked into yourself, either God, the print is a little small. You have looked into yourself, either situations locked into yourself, either situations requiring repentance or forgiveness, or physical conditions that need to be overcome. You may feel stifled in your life at present. Uriel brings salvation through the healing element of fire in his amber stone power of 1,000 suns, which helps you find your untapped potential. He can help transform someone you love who is in need. Let me move my light so I can see better. There we go. Okay, there we go. Fire, like water, has many aspects. It can have the sheer power of lightning or raging forest fires. But when controlled, it is the fire of the hearth that warms and sustains. It is the gentle flame of the sensitive candle, the votive candle, conveying prayers and thoughts to the angels. Visualize the candle flame and imagine drawing it down with the energy meridian, burning away blockages and purifying each chakra so that you can be freed from the past. Feel old thought patterns being erased. Then ask Uriel to bring the orange and yellow colors of flame into your sacral and solar chakras, kindling new ideas, joy, and creativity to heighten your future. Okay, so it's a lot about fire and warmth and wisdom. So we invoke Uriel this moment. And we listen for its frequency. And this is what I get. Whatever you need to transform, let Uriel come in and transform that, this fire, through the chakras. Peace. angel of fire and alchemy, Uranus and the flame orange ray. Okay. Our next angel, archangel, is Ariel. A-R-I-E-L. Ariel's name means lion or lioness of God. And this archangel is associated with lions and animals. Ariel is involved with healing and protecting nature. And that includes the animals, fish, and birds, especially the wild ones. Environmentalism. When you need courage, call upon Ariel, patron angel of wild animals, manifestation, abundance, and good luck. Ariel is angel ruler of the elements of the earth and air, Pluto, and the amethyst purple ray. Ariel is the elemental angel ruling the healing powers of earth and air. He aids Raphael with curing bodily illnesses, particularly that associated with these in two elements. This card brings you into that respect, for by invoking Ariel, you harness the soft, gentle healing energy of air called angelic light to assist with respiratory diseases. For instance, he can be called upon for issues concerning lungs, throat, and sinuses. Also, with Ariel's assistance, the healing element of earth can be channeled, usually in the form of heat and applied to any area of the body. Use tiger's eye or smoky quartz to help absorb negative energy and for grounding. Above all, this is about mystery. As angel connected with Pluto, Ariel joins through the medium of the earth, the visible world of the air, to the invisible or underworld. This connection is multidimensional and can enhance your psychic development, the third eye chakra. Crystals for the chakra are sugarite, the pressure release, and for high awareness, for pressure release, and deep purple amethyst for closing certain doors and opening others, including the door to the fifth elements of the quintessence, the general mystery of all life. Of all is life itself. The greatest mystery of all life is itself. I need better glasses here. Ariel. So, animals and protection, and in a way, part of the elements. So, see this as the energy of power, the lion or lioness god. The energy of soft nature, the power of nature. So this is what comes through as we invoke Ariel. Bringing in courage. And the power of air for any respiration. Next we have Michael. Michael is one of my favorites. They say Michael is the head of the archangels. His name means he who is like God, he who looks like God. Michael's chief function is to rid the earth and its inhabitants of fear. Michael gives guidance and direction for people who need help or assistance in their life's purpose or career path, to clarify or to make changes. Defender of fire and of the south, he's leader of the archangels. He is the angel of protection, justice, and strength. If your home or space needs clearing, call upon Archangel Michael. I've also heard that he's really good for releasing entities, to getting rid of entities in the body. The angel of protection and courage, patron angel of law enforcement and the military. That's interesting. Okay. Here we have, in my little book, Angel Ruler of Wednesday, Mercury, and the Cobalt and Topaz rays. It's about strength, protection, and truth. Michael is believed to hold the keys to the kingdom of heaven. Often pictured with a sword and a cloak, he is chief warrior to the cause of light against dark. His sword pierces darkness with the light and truth, and his cobalt blue cloak protects from negative energy. He brings strength, patience, and calmness to help you manage the crises of every day. Michael asks if you have something within you that you want to release. If so, you can ask his assistance to cast it away, to cut it away. He then sends cobalt blue to fill and heal any void created to prevent the problem from returning. It can also help you to rid yourself of old programming and thought patterns. As Angel of Truth, he points out its different aspects. There is the freedom to speak and bear truth on a daily context, so be true to oneself. Use sapphire or topaz to assist with clarity of communication. Ultimate truth can be found by taking the spiritual path of love and light. He suggests mysterious labradorite for spirituality and asks if you feel ready to make this journey, offering you the shining topaz ray of his sword to illuminate your way. So if you have any barriers of light or of darkness, anything that is stopping you from living in love and light, think of that now. And we'll call in Michael to clear it out, cut through, so we can all be in love and light. Hi. I want to play a song to continue with the essence of Michael. The song is The Water of Life. So again, this is about bringing pure love and light into the heart, called The Water of Life. Whatever you need to work on, use this song to help clear it. felt a presence in the room there. Next one we have is Gabriel. Gabriel's name means God is my strength. Gabriel had a woman who did some healing on me when I was in the hospital for surgery a couple months ago, and Gabriel was holding my third eye and crown, and oh my God. He's the angel of child conception or the process of adopting a child. He also helps anyone whose life purpose involves art or communication. He's defender of the element of water and the West, the angel of resurrection, mercy, and peace, and benefactor of messengers. Gabriel will help you with purity, rebirth, creativity, prophecy, purifying your thoughts, bodily, and emotionally. He's also really about helping with your inner world, and he's also related to the cycles of the moon. And he can also help with understanding your inner self. Whatever you aspire to in this lifetime, Gabriel helps with the integration, opening the way to understanding your inner self. By doing so, you will become a more grounded person, sensitive to the needs of others. He reveals your potential and helps to clarify your hopes and ambitions. Okay, so we'll just do a short thing with Gabriel. With the intention of clarifying and clearing your inner self, really making it more clear, more pure, more pure. Sweet. Again, you can always call on any of these archangels yourself, and you don't even have to do sound, but it's nice when you invoke sound with them because it gives an avenue to come through, and then you're really resonating the energy even more strongly when you have the intention of the angel, archangel, and the sound and frequency of it as well. And then amazing things can happen when you start making sounds, and eventually they take over. It's really amazing. Okay, then we have the last one for today, and that's Raphael. Raphael's name means God heals, or God has healed, based upon the Hebrew word. Rapha means doctor or healer. Raphael is healer of physical bodies, both for humans and animals. He's defender of the element of air and the east. He is the angel of love, joy, and laughter, and custodian of the tree of life of healing powers. Raphael helps you heal your mind, thoughts, body, and soul. Those suffering from addictions would benefit in asking for assistance. The healing angel, patron angel of all those in the field of medicine. What I want to do now is go ahead and play this recording from Tom Kenyon, where he's channeling Raphael. And so if you have any physical healing that you need to focus on, you can focus on that now. And we'll play this now, and then we'll wrap up.
This is Tom Kenyon. I am gifting this sound meditation of Archangel Raphael to the world in these most challenging of times, because I have personally found it so healing and comforting. The sound meditation you are about to hear was recorded live at a Magdalene workshop in Seattle, Washington in April 2007. It captures the transformational sounds of Archangel Raphael as he sang through my voice. Raphael carries the balm of healing on all levels, including physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual. The vibrational sounds of Raphael are healing codes and geometries of light. In order to get the most powerful energetic effects from this meditation, I simply suggest you place your awareness or mental focus at your crown chakra at the top of your head. Please note that this is copyrighted material and all rights are reserved. It is for your personal use only. You may share this with friends and family, but it may not be used in any commercial way without written permission from me, Tom Kenyon.
carry this energy with you as long as you can. Hold this frequency for the evening, rest of the weekend, week, rest of the week, through the week, through the months ahead, years ahead, and lifetimes ahead. Thanks for listening, and take care.